Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Looking Toward Good Friday. Thank you to Amy, John, Jan, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Isaiah 42, 1 to 9. Happy birthday this week to Joanne.
Oh, it says, please do not adjust, so I must have to stand on my tippy toes. Our reading today is from Isaiah, and this is God announcing his sovereignty and his plan through Isaiah's words in the prophet. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. Even though Good Friday, is on the 18th, I'd like to preach a Good Friday sermon. I want to share it because I think it's one of the greatest sermons ever preached and has nothing to do with me, not a thing. It has everything to do with what many people in the scripture have said. What John said, what Paul said, what Peter said, and most importantly, what Jesus said and did for all of us. See, Good Friday is the greatest day of all days. Our sins are not forgiven at the birth of Jesus. And our sins are not forgiven for a variety of different reasons. But our sins are forgiven by the blood shed by Jesus. And as Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus promises us to be raised to see the Lord Jesus face to face and loved ones again. A reunion of all reunions. See, the worst day of all days was Jesus dying on the cross. And the greatest day of all days was Jesus dying on the cross. I said that correctly. His shed blood forgives us from our sins. Our sins aren't forgiven because Jesus was born. We celebrate his birth at Christmas. Our sins are not forgiven because of his resurrection. We celebrate that at Easter. But because of the shed blood of Jesus on the cross, our sins are forgiven. Most people avoid Good Friday because in the past it was an explanation of a crucifixion, and that's not what Good Friday is all about. It isn't about how Jesus died, but what happened because he shed his blood. Jesus sheds his blood for our forgiveness. It used to be that in Toronto there would be a Good Friday meeting, and we would all gather together, and it was wonderful, and it was great, and singing was good, and everything else. But it had absolutely nothing to do with Good Friday. Not a word. A great sermon, possibly, but not a word talking about the greatest gift that God has given us through Jesus, who sheds his blood for us. And so we often have avoided that. It's not about a detailed explanation of a crucifixion, no. But Jesus sheds his blood for our forgiveness. He knew from the beginning the sacrifice he was making for the salvation of all, for all of us who believe. So, for example, John 3:16, probably the most quoted scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But how? How does that work? Through the precious blood of Jesus. So, just for a couple of moments today, let's notice Scripture. Let's notice the greatest sermon that has ever been preached. And as I've said, it's got nothing to do with me. Christ's blood for our forgiveness. It is emphasized over and over and over again in Scriptures. And yet, we often avoid it. So, for example, in Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 and 28, and if you would, with imagination, use that imagination, being on the scene, then Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and offered it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for," somebody help me, "the forgiveness of sins." How? By his blood. Mark 14. "This is my blood," Jesus says, "the covenant which is poured out for many." In fact, it's poured out for all who would accept it. And then again in Acts, the Apostle Paul is saying goodbye to the elders. It's a very emotional time. Paul did a great work at Ephesus, and now it was time for him to move on, but they didn't want him to move on. They just needed him, but he said, "No, it's time to move on. So here's what you need to do. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock, the congregation, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." Romans chapter 3, as if we need more emphasis. Paul says, God presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement, forgiveness, through faith in his blood. Paul says, God presented Jesus as that sacrifice. And then in Romans chapter 5, verse 9, he continues emphasizing peace and joy for all in Christ, the sacrifice for us. And then he says, "Since we now have been justified by his blood." Since we've been justified by his blood, listen now, "how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Jesus?" There's no anger because of that blood that was shed for us. 1 Corinthians, Paul is doing his best to help the church at Corinth, a church that had significant struggles with just about everything. And Paul reminds them what Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. It's just repeated over and over and over and over again. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate all of these things. We celebrate different days. This is the day of days. The blood of Christ. For God has pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, to reconcile to himself everything, whether things on earth, things in heaven, by making peace through his blood at the cross. And then Hebrews, which is pretty much an Old Testament book that's put into the New Testament, celebrating both. It's quite profound. When Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, that is not man-made, that is to say, not part of his creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own, help me, blood. You've got the sermon. By his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. See, when we take our communion, that little drink, oh, it's more than just a little drink. It's blood. It's the blood of Jesus. We take it. We ingest it. It goes right into our soul. This is the greatest day of all day. Christmas is great. Lots of different celebrations. Great. But they don't forgive us. This forgives us. The shed blood of Jesus. So again, go back to this Hebrew chapter 9. It talks about this. A variety of things from Old Testament to the New Testament to today, right here, today, here, and now. Here's what he wants us to know. When Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that has to say no part of his creation. He did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, will cleanse our consciences for acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? Yeah, that's a mouthful. It's a mouthful. But it's more than a mouthful. We hear the greatest sermon ever preached. Nothing to do with me. Not a thing. Just listening to what he says and sharing it with others. What's the greatest thing ever? The blood shed on Jesus for us. Therefore, since we have confidence, and I hope we do, to enter the most holy place by blood, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have this great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from any guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with the pure water. And so Peter says, over and over again, Peter says, for you know it's not with perishable things such as silver or gold that we have been redeemed from the empty way of life from us for our fathers, life's handed down by our forefathers. No, it's not that, but it's the, help me, precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish, without defect. And as we get closer to the end of the New Testament, John, oh John, what a great, great writer he is. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus forgives us of all our sin. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And then he says this, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. So let me wrap up. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. Again, a picture. From Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness, who is the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins. How do you think that's going to happen? By his blood. And he's made, listen now, he's made us. He has made us to be a kingdom. He has made us to be priests, to serve this God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. And how does this happen? By the blood of Jesus. And they sing this song. You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased us from God, from every tribe, every language, every people, every nation. It's not just us. From every tribe, every people, every language, every language, it's there for us. I used to get confused, and I still get confused, dealing with Revelation particularly. And it helps me with these words. Then I saw one of the elders, and they sang a new song. And the song goes like this. You are worthy to take the scroll, and you are worthy to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men and women from God, from every tribe, every language, all people, and every nation. Then one of the elders came to me and asked me, these who are wearing these white robes, who are they, sir? Where did they come from? And I answered, you know. And he said, they are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the, help me, blood of the Lamb. I don't know how blood can become completely clean, but in this case, it is completely clean. It's our souls. It's us. It's not just the words of Scripture. It is internal. This is a personal, personal sermon for all of us. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. But because of the shedding of blood, our sins are forgiven. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much even to shrink from death. And again in Revelation, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True, and with justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. And he has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. And he's dressed in a robe dipped in blood. And his name? The Word of God. That's his name. The Word of God. It wasn't very easy being a Christian in the first century. Wow, not at all. Persecution was rampant. Old and New Testament alike. The Hebrew writer encourages us to be strong in Christ Jesus, just as our forefathers were strong, especially in the times of terrible persecution. And I was going to read this section here, but it's just a little bit too difficult. People who were stoned to death and a variety of things that just are not pleasant to even talk about. But they gave their lives. They shed their blood, not for just for themselves, but for us today, right here, right now. This is the message that we have heard. And so he says, people of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you. How? By miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. He was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead. For it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. I thank you for listening to this today. In my mind, the shed blood of Jesus is underrated. We live and we die, and the shed blood of Jesus comes and forgives us of our sins. What a Savior. What a God. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked NRSVUE, taken from the New Revised Standard Version, Updated Edition. Copyright 2021, National Council of Churches of Christ in the United States of America. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.